It's that time again. We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, sponsored by Champ Sports Bar and Cafe in Blacksburg.
ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsaker here with you. It's the final word. Chris Coleman across side from TechSideline.com, and he just devoured about half of that BLT, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, just enjoying this nice sandwich.
Champs Wednesday, and he's having a good time. Let's get to the question first, then I'll get you the questions. Chris, is from here on out, we're going to try and have a Chris question of the week. We're going to have this idea, so you're going to have to beat the man over here. What's your question today?
Okay, Michael Vick and Bruce Smith were Virginia Tech's two highest draft picks ever. They were both number one pick overall in their respective drafts. Who was Virginia Tech's third highest draft pick ever behind Vick and Bruce Smith?
Third highest draft pick ever in Virginia Tech history. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-9614. 1430. The winner gets lunch for two to Champ Sports Bar and Cafe. New River Valley, 540-961-1430. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430. All right, two more verbal commitments for the Hokies over the course of the last few days. We get Telvin Clark, the linebacker out of Norfolk, Virginia. He actually chose Tech over Penn State, so he'll be coming at Virginia Tech. What do you know about him?
He's a good-looking player, I think. He's very well built, you know, not the biggest guy in the world for a linebacker right now. I think that there's also some interest in him for Rover, you know, kind of a strong safety position for the Virginia Tech defense. So, you know, he's a guy, not exactly sure where he's going to be slotted right now, but if it's a linebacker, I think he'd play the backer position, which is what Xavier DB played. Or it's possible he could even play Whip or a Rover. So, you know, it's just one of those guys, you're glad to have him in the program right now because he's a good prospect.
You know, the guy who interested me, the more I read about him, the more I kind of like him, Bassett lineman Andrew Miller. Now, what's interesting, his first year, wrestling scholarship. The next three, football scholarship. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I like him a lot as an offensive lineman. I like any guy who's about his size. You know, he's a slim guy for an offensive lineman. That means you get to add weight to him, and it's going to be good weight. He's not a guy who's coming in overweight like some of the guys Tech has recruited in the past, and they've had to try to slim down, which obviously didn't work out too well. You know, he's very fundamentally sound thanks to his wrestling background. He understands leverage and staying low. And generally with high school linemen, you see him playing too high. But you know, that's not the case for the most part with this guy. You know, you watch him on film, and he does a pretty good job of staying low, better than most high school linemen at least. And I think that you can that's because of his wrestling background right there.
Now, help me understand this a little bit. So he will not count for a scholarship in 2009. It'll be wait till the next year before he counts. He's only wrestling for 1 year. Am I right so far?
Yeah, that's the way I understand it as well. You know, he's a guy, his brother's on the Tech wrestling team right now. You know, he's a Henry County farm boy as far from everything I've heard. So, you know, he's a Tech guy all the way. So, you know, he's a really good get for the program, especially when, like you said, you can count him towards 2010.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Let's hit the phone lines right now. It's Sam from Blacksburg on the line. Sam, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad. You're on the final word. Say hello to Chris Coleman.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you, Sam?
Not too bad. Leaving work.
Good. Oh, good for you.
See, and we're still working. You got to rub it in, don't you? Hey, Sam, why don't you give us the right answer? Who is the third highest pick in the Virginia Tech history?
D'Angelo Hall at number 8.
There you go. You got it. 2004 draft, D'Angelo Hall went number 8 to the Falcons.
Congratulations, man. Sam, we'll get that gift certificate right out to you, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, Sam from Blacksburg, the correct answer, D'Angelo Hall. So far, nobody, Chris Coleman, is not stumping anybody. Not yet.
I'm going to come up with something next week, trust me.
All right. Hey, I got a question for you. Now, let's head right now to basketball real quick. They actually got a commitment to, haven't heard much of basketball lately. It's been basically a big football push. But commitment number 3 for 2009, Manny Atkins out of Stone Mountain, Georgia area. Now, what position is he going to become? What kind of athlete are we looking at with this kid?
He's going to play the wing at Tech. You know, I guess the 3 spot, which, you know, small forward, you know, most people would call it. You know, he's a slashing type player. He can score around the basket, but he also shot 44% from 3-point range this past year. So he appears to be a very natural scorer who can score in a variety of ways. So from that standpoint, it's a great pickup for Tech because they're going to need a scorer when A.D. Visayo leaves the program. Now, you know, not everybody's would expect him to come in and replace AD just like that. But you'd like to add, when you lose a 3-point threat like Visayo, you'd like to bring another one into the program. And, you know, that's the purpose he'll serve right from the beginning, I think. But, you know, he's a top 100 caliber player, had an excellent offer list, you know, and it's a great pickup for the Tech basketball program. They had an elite camp on Sunday where they had you know, 50 or 60 prospects there, and he's a guy they liked a lot, and he really enjoyed his visit. I believe he had visited Clemson on Saturday, the day before, and Marquette on Thursday. So it was a good week of visits for him, and he obviously liked Tech the most out of all those schools he visited, and it didn't take him long to make his decision.
We're catching up with Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com right now. It's on the final word on ESPN Radio. Now, Chris, this is a loaded question in a way, so take this whatever way you want. How similar is basketball recruiting to football recruiting?
Not similar at all. Basketball recruiting is a lot more secretive. You know, I had never heard of Manny Atkins before he committed to Tech, and that's nothing against Manny Atkins. He had just never been associated with Virginia Tech before in any kind of an update or anything like that. You know, a lot of these coaches, you know, they keep things close to their vest because, you know, when you hear Seth Greenberg has offered somebody, then maybe three other ACC schools will go out and offer that kid. So you'd like to find players you like and kind of keep them under the radar so nobody else will go out and get them. In football, with all these camps and everything, it's and so much coverage, it's kind of tough to do that. Plus, there's so many more football recruits than basketball recruits, but totally different animal.
This week was a special anniversary for Virginia Tech. For those of you who don't know, I'll let Chris Coleman tell you. Why don't you share what the anniversary is this past week?
5-year anniversary of Virginia Tech's invitation to the ACC. The most critical moment in the history of Virginia Tech athletics.
Now, successful or not from both sides right now? Would it be successful? Would you consider it successful not only from the Hokie standpoint, from the ACC?
It's extremely successful for Virginia Tech. You know, you look at the money Tech's making right now. They brought in the most overall athletic revenue this past year and turned the most profit of any athletic department in the ACC. They're finally able to capitalize on all their strengths just from being in the ACC. And for the ACC, inviting Virginia Tech has been good also. I mean, could you imagine this conference in football right now without Virginia Tech? I mean, who would be carrying the torch? Wake Forest? I guess they've been the most consistent program over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I guess we could look at it that way. Questions for Chris? Give me a call. Toll free, 1-866-961-1430, NRV 540-961-1430. I'm going to play devil's advocate for you real quick, all right?
Okay.
Football-wise, you make that point, but it's also, to most people, been a joke to compete in the ACC for some point right now. You know, Miami, Florida State, they're down. You know, you'd be the first one to tell us, isn't it? And basketball is not putting as many teams as most people would consider a good amount into the NCAA tournament. How would you counter that?
Well, I would counter that by saying that Virginia Tech, if the ACC's head is above water right now in football, it's because of Virginia Tech. If people view the ACC football in a bad light, that's not Virginia Tech's fault. That just means Florida State and Miami need to get better, you know, that they need to get better players, better coaches, whatever. They just need to get with the program. It's not Virginia Tech's fault that Miami and Florida State are bad right now. Virginia Tech is holding up their end of the deal. And when Virginia Tech has gotten three first-round byes in the ACC tournament in the last 4 years, that's not a knock. Virginia Tech certainly isn't holding the ACC conference back. You know, I'd say Maryland needs to get better. NC State needs to get better. You know, maybe NC State shouldn't have fired a coach that got them to the NCAA tournament pretty much every year. You know, I think that those programs, the success they're not having right now, that's a testament to themselves and not Virginia Tech.
Yeah, you look at this, you mentioned it is probably the biggest date in Virginia Tech sports history, correct?
I would say without a doubt.
All right. What was the biggest factor? You know, I was reading some stuff on TechSideline.com about how it's been so secretive and you're still waiting for some answers on how things went down. It was a shock to most people when this happened, correct?
It was pretty much a shock because the ACC really, really wanted Miami, and they were going to go along with anything Miami wanted. And for whatever reason, Miami wanted Boston College and Syracuse and not Virginia Tech. But, you know, Virginia Governor Mark Warner, he was governor of Virginia at the time, he stepped in and pretty much forced UVA to kind of block expansion until Virginia Tech was included, and that's how it went down. Virginia Tech got in instead of Syracuse, and the rest is history.
Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Right now it's on the final word, ESPN Radio, AM 1430. George Hunsicker here with you as well. We got a second caller coming in, Dean from Blacksburg. Dean, we don't have too much time, so if you could get right to your question, that'd be great, man.
Hokie Haven lists a football recruit named Topper that nobody else is talking about, but they claim that he's already made a commitment. What do you know?
Oh, James Hopper, yeah. He's a cornerback out of North Carolina. Really good player, I think. I think he'd play either the boundary corner, which is a position Brandon Flowers played, or he'd play Rover, which is a position Cam Chancellor played last year. I like him. They liked him in person at the camp, and I think he's a good prospect.
All right, Dean, I didn't mean to cut you off, man. We were just running out of time. A good question. We thank you, as always. Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com, man. Great segment. Lots of fun. And congratulations and anniversary. Everybody is enjoying, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Chris Coleman from TechSideline.com. Still to come, we get back into the Chicago Bears discussion, and we'll get into the defense next to the Chicago Bears, which is really the only good thing that team has to offer. That's coming up next. It's ESPN Radio, AM 1430.